Okay, so I'm Pastor Steve Shefka, and this is my wife, Stacy. You can say hello.
Hello.
And we met at the Lansing Church doing Bible work together, and I eventually was offered to serve as the associate pastor at Lansing. And then we received a call to pastor a church plant called the Lakes Area Seventh-day Adventist Church Plant. It was a group at that time. And we also took the South Lyon Church. And we were receiving the South Lyon Church after they had been a company for about 18 years. And they had no place to rent. They were in transition and they were trying to rent a church. And they actually rented a place over here called the Pleasant Valley Baptist Church, which we were there for about a year, I would say. And the relationship was so difficult. We were being kind of moved out because they were using the church as a daycare facility. And we were just kind of a hindrance to their program. So we started looking around at churches, and people were trying to get $3,000 and $4,000 a month. And I went to the elders and the board and said, we need to buy a church. This is God's will that we buy a church. And several of the prominent voices in the church said, no, we are going to rent until Jesus comes. And as they kind of dug their heels in against the idea of buying a church, I really prayed and I asked the Lord to give me the words, give me the guidance, because I know it's your will that we own our own building and that we can represent the Adventist Church. Well, the Lord did bless. We had several meetings, and the agreement to buy a church was moved forward, even though everyone wasn't totally on board because of the high cost. So we went through, oh boy, so many different variables. We looked at a burned down bar. We looked at an old farmhouse. We looked at, was it a church?
It was a former church. Restaurant was one.
There was a restaurant we looked at, and nothing panned out. The Lord closed the door to every single one of them. And we prayed, and we realized that we weren't praying seriously enough. And we all went to our knees, and I went to the board and said, we need to solve this one through prayer and fasting. And everyone agreed. So each member of the church would meet, and we would pray.
Every Thursday.
Every Thursday at 6 a.m.
Yep. It's a day of fasting and prayer for the Lord would guide us to our own building that could be our own lighthouse in this community.
Yep. So for 24 hours, everyone would fast and we would pray. And we did that for 6 months. And we received an invitation to look at a church here in Brighton because we specifically prayed. We wanted to be in downtown Brighton. And this church came up for rent. So I went to this meeting, me and the elders. And when we got to the church, the gentleman who owned the church, his name was Bishop Ken Shelton, and we sat in his office, and I said, you know, Brother Shelton, I said, we really feel moved to buy this church. Is there any way you would be willing to sell the church to us? And Bishop Shelton said, it's amazing you would ask me that, because the Lord just impressed me that it might be time to sell the church just yesterday. And we were like, well, it sounds like the Lord's talking to both of us. So he came back with an appraisal, and it was $900,000 about the appraisal for this church. And I said, well, we don't have that much. We have $500, you know. And I said, so it's probably not going to work out. So we'd still be interested in renting. He goes, well, let me talk to my board, because I'll bet I could make it work for $500,000 if we get creative with the deal. So I said, well, I'll be all ears when you have something for me. He called me, I think it may have been that very evening, and said that he would sell the building to us for $500,000 if in fact we would give him free rent for his church for 4 years and give him this parsonage for 7 years, free rent. But we would, in exchange, get the building for $500,000, these two buildings for $500,000. So I went back to the board and quickly told them the offer, and we went to the Michigan Conference, and we bought the building. It was purchased under the 501c3, and we borrowed, we raised $200,000, I think. We raised $200,000 as a down payment, and we borrowed $305,000, I think. And we had a closing down the street here, and the church became ours. The blessing in all of this was to recognize that we did not have an answer from the Lord until we seriously prayed and we seriously fasted for a period of 6 months. And this church would not be ours if we had not prayed and fasted. And we all were completely convicted of that.
And included in that was even some sacrifice, because that day of fasting and prayer, we would meet together at the church we had been renting from every morning. I think, was it 6 o'clock?
Yeah.
And we would spend about a half hour to an hour in prayer before people went to work, praying specifically about this, a church situation, yeah, for us, a solution to our dilemma for a place to meet as a congregation.
And it wasn't just $3,000 or $4,000 a month in rent. To buy or to build back then was about $2.5 million. Between the land, we did not have anywhere near the resource to do that. So the Lord, to give us this building, which we just had appraised, it was appraised at our insurance premium we pay on is $2.5 million, and they just raised it, Adventist Risk Management just reappraised it at $3.75
million.
Yeah. So we got a building that is on the books worth $3.75 million in replacement value, $3.75 million. For $500,000. And there's just no other way to describe that sort of a turn of events other than it's a hand of the Lord working in response to prayer and fasting.
Tell them how large this facility is.
It's a 15,000 square foot facility.
Yes.
And the parsonage is about 1,800 square feet. And the parsonage alone right now is worth $420,000, they said. So We're nearing the point where the church we got for free, if we sold the house.
And not only that, but the Lord put us in the community that we wanted to reach.
That we knew the Lord wanted us to be in, yes.
Just two blocks from downtown, where there's always festivals and events, so we're able to go down there and pass out literature or have a booth. We're close to the high school. We're close to a lot of the different businesses. So we're able to be right here in the heart of this growing, affluent community with a beautiful facility. And speaking of the beauty part, right after we purchased, the Lord sent us help to renovate the place and make it even more beautiful. I mean, it was already in pretty good condition, but he sent a contractor help us to do a lot of drywall and paint. Mm-hmm. He sent us a Bible study contact that was an interior designer, and she designed the inside and donated all the furniture and furnishings. And those were huge to make it look like a very beautiful place, mm-hmm, inviting for people. Mm-hmm. And you tell about the stained glass windows.
Yeah. So this church was built in 1875. And when you go down into the basement, you can see the original large boulder foundation that it was built on. And it's just a neat building. Originally built by the Methodist Church. There's a half moon window still up there in the up by the bell tower that says the Methodist Church on it. And the stained glass windows are original, and they were falling apart. You had literally quarter to sometimes half inch gaps in the pieces of glass where the wind was blowing right through, and we tried to cover it up with plastic. The previous church actually covered it with plastic and taped it up so that there was some kind of, at least there wasn't cold air blowing in. But they were starting to fall apart, and it was getting dangerous to keep them up because they're 10 feet tall, mm-hmm, the stained glass windows. So what we did is we had there's a local stained glass window company here in Brighton, and we had them come out and give us an estimate, and we were looking at about just under $50,000, I think it was, which we another bill we couldn't possibly pay, you know, after spending this much money on the church. So we were in a very difficult position, because even replacing them with regular windows would have cost that much. So we didn't know what to do. And we decided, well, we know how to do this. We go to our knees and we pray and we fast. So we started doing that again. We prayed and we fasted. And I began doing Bible studies with Mike Kinzel, who did the morning announcements today at our church. He is our personal ministries leader. And he was a head deacon for a while. And he's one of the few members who are doing like regular weekly Bible studies. He's got like 10 people in his Bible study each week. So this man came in, didn't know only one person, and he would sit in the back really quiet and would leave right after church and didn't say anything for about 3 months until one day he came up and said, I'd like to sit down and have Bible study with you. So I agreed and we started studying, and I quickly saw he was a wonderful Bible student and very connected to the Lord. And about week five, we were in the sanctuary after our Bible study, and I was telling him the situation with the windows. I said, we're praying to the Lord for an answer to these windows because we can't afford to replace them for what they're asking. And Mike said, oh, well, that's no problem. My brother-in-law had a stained glass window business for 30 years and he owes me one. He'll do them for free. And I said, really? And he says, oh yeah, consider it done, was his exact words. I said, okay. And being a little bit skeptical, I thought, well, when it comes time to actually doing them, there will be a bill, but if he's willing to do it for some reasonable price, well, this man came in and he did it and didn't charge us anything. All we did was pay for the materials. And he took every piece of glass out and put all new lead framing in and rebuilt all the windows. And they are like brand new. He cleaned the glass and they just glow. They're beautiful now. And we ended up paying him for materials plus a very thousands of dollars in a gift. We ended up giving him like $12,000, I think it was. More, but by that time we could afford it, and it was a reasonable price to fix God's house. And again, it was through prayer and faith that the Lord walked someone into our church who would not only be a prominent member and leader in our church, but one who had the solution to the stained glass window. So God delivered more than we could have ever engineered or manufactured on our own as a solution. So praise the Lord. Mm-hmm.